Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Christingle service this morning. The Christingle service, it has to be one of my favourite Christmas services that we do here in our community in Gillingham. And does anyone know what Christingle actually stands for? Anyone got any idea at all? I'm seeing, yes, can you shout out? Being baptised. Okay, that's a really good point, and it's a really good explanation of why we believe in Jesus. But the word Christingle actually stands for, any other offers? None at all. Goodness, how many years have we been doing Christingle in St Mark's? Do you know? Can you shout it out? It means, shall I say it, and you can tell me if I'm right. It means Christ light. That's what Christingle means. I learned that, and I hope you've been learning that at school as well. But Christingles are great because they actually act as a reminder for us. And if you're anything like me, I need constant reminders in my life. I have a mobile phone that has alarms set that go off at various points during the day to remind me to do things. I kid you not, I have alarms reminding me to get up, to take children to school, to do certain things at work, to go shopping, to remember to put something in the oven, to remember that I've got to phone somebody, and my alarms go off all the time. And Sadhu also said earlier this morning about putting the notices on your fridge. And again, if you come to my house, you'll see that my fridge is covered in magnets and notices because that's the only way that I can remember to do things. And the Christingle is there for us as a reminder at Christmas. And we start with the orange, and that's what starts our remembering. The Christingle is to help us to remember Jesus. And let's face it, Christmas is actually about Jesus. It's not about oranges, although some of you might get an orange in your stockings. But Christmas is about Jesus. And so what I want to do this morning is to tell you how we're going to make our Christingles. So you are, in a couple of moments, going to find a station. There's one, two, three, four, five, one at the back, six. There's six stations all around the church. And I want you to get an orange. I want you to get a piece of foil. And these very nifty looking candles that have got cocktail sticks stuck to the side to very easily help you insert that into your orange. Now, whoever came up with that idea is completely genius, because the years I've been doing Christingles and cutting little crosses in the tops of the orange so we can squeeze the candles down into the middle has been years of orange juice going everywhere. In fact, I think orange juice stains over this carpet go back over generations. But this year, we've got candles with cocktail sticks. So what I'd like you to do, if you are able, please could you find yourself a station and make yourself the first part of your Christingle. So it's just orange, it's foil, and it's a candle. And there are people on the stations to help you. So we've got our orange. And the orange reminds us that God made the world. Now, I could have given you all one of these instead of an orange, but I think if I had tried to stick a candle in the top of this globe, we would have had a plasticky, melty mess, which also would not have been very good for the environment. But no, it wouldn't have been very clever. But the orange does represent that God made the world. And a great verse to help us remember this comes from the very last book in the Bible, which is called Revelation. And it says, "You are worthy, O Lord our God, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things, and by your will they were created and have their being." And so the orange reminds us that God made the world. He, God, is our creator. In fact, God didn't just make the world. He made us. He made you. And he made me. And he made everything in it. And because of that, he deserves all our biggest thank yous for doing such a brilliant job. So in the same way God deserves all of our praise for making the world, the Christingle helps us to remember that bit of God's creation, our wonderful world. And then we've got the candle in the middle. Now the candle reminds us, really importantly at this time of year, that Jesus is the light of our world. And a great verse to help us remember that comes from the Gospel of John, which is the fourth book in the New Testament. And it says, I, not me, Jesus is the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. That's the light of Jesus for all times. So let's think about what that really means. When it's dark, I don't know about you, but if I'm driving around at night, perhaps in an unfamiliar place, I get really disorientated. I find it really difficult to work out quite where I am. Because the darkness somehow makes everything a little bit more confusing. When I was a little girl, I used to hide under the duvet with a torch so that I could read my book. I was a big fan of the Nancy Drew detective series. And I could never put the books down. And so I'd go to bed, my mum would say goodnight, and then I'd hide under the duvet with my torch just so that I could carry on reading. But then if my mum came up to check on me, I'd quickly turn the torch off so she didn't know that I was really awake, although I've since discovered that she did know I was really awake all the time. But I'd quickly turn the torch off. But you could guarantee that once she'd gone and I put my torch back on, I'd lost my place in my book. And it was really frustrating because I didn't really know where I was. And it's a bit like that with Jesus being the light of our world. Because, you know, our world right now, in fact, our country right now, is actually quite confused. We live in quite a confusing time. And honestly, standing here this morning, I really believe that Jesus actually is the only answer. I certainly don't have any answers. And whatever our political persuasion or whatever we think about the state of our world, honestly, for me, Jesus is the only answer. And that's the great thing about the Christingle, is that it can remind us that Jesus is the light of the world. This candle reminds us that Jesus is the one and only person that can bring us as individuals and our community and our country hope at this time. And so the Christingle is a great reminder for that. So let's think about the red tape that we put round our Christingle. Well, the ribbon or the red tape reminds us of Jesus' blood, which was shed on that cross that he died on. And a great verse to help us remember that comes from the book of 1 Peter. It's another book that's in the second half of the Bible, what we call the New Testament. And it says, for Christ, that's Jesus, died for our sins, so our sins is all the bad stuff that we do, once and for all, to bring you and to bring me back to God. And you'd think that the death of Jesus is a pretty sad thing to be remembering at Christmas. But actually, it's a really important thing for us to remember. Thinking about Jesus without his death is a little bit like thinking about Strictly without the dancing, or I'm a Celebrity but without the jungle. We need Jesus' death to help us to remember the whole story. When Jesus died on the cross, he took my place and he took your place. He swapped places with us. And by doing that swap, he took on himself all the punishment, all that bad stuff that we call sin. And he took the blame for the whole world, even though he didn't do it. But he did that for you, and he did that for me. And the Christingle, the red tape that goes around the world, is a great reminder for us this Christmas for everything that Jesus has done for us. So hold on to your Christingle. We're going to have our next reading that I think Amanda's doing for us, and then we're going to carry on and make the rest of our Christingle together. So I must say, there's some pretty good looking Christingles around. Some people have gone for the minimalist look. Some people have gone for, let's see how many sweets we can get onto a cocktail stick look. But they're all absolutely brilliant. So the cocktail sticks with the sweets and raisins represent, does anyone know what they represent? Somebody must know what these represent. The four seasons, well done, the four seasons. So summer, autumn, winter and spring. They show the good fruits of the earth. If we could have my fourth slide up, Dami, thank you. Because a great verse that helps us to remember that comes from the book of John again. That's the fourth book in the Bible. And it says, I have come that you may have life and life in all of its fullness. Because the fruit also reminds us that if we choose to follow Jesus, we too should bear good fruit. And we sometimes talk about the fruit of the Holy Spirit. We talk about love, we talk about joy, we talk about peace. We talk about patience and kindness and goodness and faithfulness, gentleness and self-control. All really good things for us to be living our lives by. Jesus came to give you and me the best life possible. He said that he came that every single one of us might have a full and complete life. In fact, Jesus has told us that he loves us so much that he wants the very best for us. And the Christingle reminds us of his goodness to us. I'd like to leave you with maybe a final thought. When people killed Jesus, they thought they'd put the light out in the world for good. However, guess what? God relit the light. He relit the light when he raised Jesus from the dead. And so I'd like to encourage you that when you light the candle this morning, or if you light a candle at home, or you have lights on your tree or on a wreath, or you see them out in the community, that you remember that the light has been relit in our world. Because Jesus' birth that we remember at Christmas is like the lighting of the candle. And although it was blown out by some pretty bad men, God relit that candle and it continues to shine in the darkness. It brings us hope. It brings light and hope to you and to me. It brings light and hope to this place of worship. And it brings light and hope to the community that we live in. And we, too, should be living our lives so that people see that light and that hope in us. That's your neighbours and your family and your friends seeing Jesus, the light of the world, in you. Because we need to bring love, we need to bring help, we need to bring support to others who need our love, particularly at Christmas. Jesus is the light of our world, and Jesus is shining in the darkness, and Jesus is shining in Gillingham. Perhaps we could just take a moment to reflect on that and to perhaps hold our Christingles as a reminder. If you want to close your eyes, that's absolutely fine. If you want to look around the people around you, that's fine too. And I'm just going to pray to help us to reflect on what we've heard this morning. God of love, you came into our world to bring us hope. A light in the darkness. As Christmas approaches and we prepare to light candles, we remember that the darkness absolutely never overcomes the light. Help us to not only remember this, but to share your light with others, that our communities may reflect the light, the love, and the hope you have given us. Lord God, light of our world, we ask that today you will bring hope to many. Amen.